I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I don't know if I assume my wife doesn't use his phone, so why does she get rid of it? Anyway. Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband, and the events of Sunday hit me today. I did fine yesterday. It was like nothing happens Sunday. Today, my calves started to be a bit on the sore side, and I was tired, remarkably tired. So I think I had a one-day delay on the reaction from Big Frog. But I got to go to the farmer's market today, and for the first time this year, I got a local tomato. And I'll give you the picture of it. It wasn't a little tomato, and it was free. The gentleman I deal with, a Christian gentleman, we've talked for the years. He grows probably the finest tomatoes. They're the ugly tomatoes, the heirloom tomatoes. They're fantastic. And so this thing is so big, I figure it's three, maybe four meals. And I had a little bit in an omelet. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. When I was on the hike Sunday, Luke mentioned, because we talked about his generation, and he talked about how, basically a premillennial view, but it seems like we're coming to the end here because this is, his generation, he said, is a concern. And, I mentioned, well, the encouraging thing is the passage where, Elijah grumbled and the Lord said, I kept back 7,000 for himself. Today I was at the farmer's market, another gentleman. Yeah, the gentleman I gave me the tomato basically said the same thing, and I again quoted that 7,000. But I read that today, 1 Kings 19. Yet I will leave 7,000 Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. This is the chapter before is the events at Mount Carmel where the prophets of Baal said, yeah, we've got this covered, and it was a little bit of an incident. So Elijah had this, what we might say, a significant triumph, and the beginning of the next chapter, he was, I'm done, thank you, forget this, I want to be out of here. And, basically the Lord said no. But one of the things I thought about is he also then, over time, passed Elijah's, basically his job all over to Elisha. And I was thinking, do I have an Elisha? Or as I call him, Charles. Because of the discouragement of late, I'm ready for Charles to pass this off. But on the other hand, I was encouraged by Chris today on that because one of the reminders was, again, the rain from Sunday, because we did the whole hike, was kept safe from the bear. We got down the hill fine, and then it started to rain. And when it rained, it poured again. It seems like from the weather report I looked, it looks like from the time we left to the time we got here, well, and a little after here, because it rained a good bit while I was here, but and then it stopped, about an inch of rain. And none of that while we were outside. That was remarkable, the Lord's grace. But one of the things I've been pursuing, you may have heard of this project called Shofar Leaks, because this really has become the culmination, especially the reconciliation aspect. One of the great potential marketplaces, I thought, for that. It's why I contacted the Living Stones Church, the local Russian and Ukrainian church, and they have not responded. Emails or the card I left in their door. But the irony was, a week ago Saturday, last Saturday, I met a lady again that I met a couple years ago. Talk to her again. And I think I mentioned, I asked, you know, her accent is, where's she from? She said, Eastern Europe. And I said, Ukraine. And she said, yes. Because if my recollection is 2 years ago, she directly said Ukraine. And I think it's the tension of now. And we talked a bit. We talked a bit about the reconciliation aspect because there's, again, we talked, you know, I mentioned the political differences between Russia and Ukraine versus the cultural differences between Russia and Ukraine. And I mentioned the part of the effort was reconciliation for parties that have been divided by the politics to still be united. And I haven't been able to say that as clear as I'd like, but, you know, there was a bit of a connection. I met a new gentleman today at the farmer's market, first time he was there. And I asked, oh, you're not local. He says, no, I'm Russian and Ukrainian. So yet another one. So these people are showing up in front of me. I gave him the Shofar Leaks card. His English seemed to be fair. But so I don't think he's been here long. We had a pleasant conversation. It wasn't that much in depth. Did mention the difference between the political and cultural. And, you know, there was a yes. that was clearly seen. Because, again, the you know, like starting from the Maidan Revolution, that was staged. It was there to divide. The tension between the Russian and Ukrainian people are not the tension between the Russian and Ukrainian governments. Radically different. But anyway, thanks to, was it George Soros, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, these people who are actively involved in the Maidan Revolution and so forth. Anyway, but the thing that took notice is, you know, because I made the effort to make sure, rather than just say, oh, thank you, reached out to shake his hand and so forth, because I want, you know, I'm striving to, show respect to people. And what made an impact on me, his response was a smile and, God bless you. And that sunk in. That really did sink in. So I've talked with a few people about, yeah, there's problems. The world is going kaplooey. But again, as I look at the world, what I see, ironically, in Russia, I think a lot of the Ukrainian population too, but probably most of them that have left Ukraine. Because, I mean, was it 8 million left? I mean, a large number of people left Ukraine. Is probably the potentially the stronger Christian population. But the other place, so, and I see, you know, a good bit of it in Russia, but the other place that seems to be seeing a lot of Christianity is Africa. And that I find very interesting. And well, okay, I'll throw in, because I saw a link and I had to watch it, a guy in Africa who you know, what can I say? Saw this guy in Africa, and what he did apparently in Burkina Faso, which is a small country near next to the Ivory Coast. And so this guy apparently, at a young age, and it would hit me, at a young age, he was given something to eat that he's never had before. I think he said he was like 9, 10 maybe, or 9th or 10th grade, whatever it was. And he said, what is this? It's chocolate. And it became a thing with him, to the point that he apparently ended up starting a chocolate restaurant kind of thing, factory or cafe kind of stuff. He's a chocolatier. So it's a little 10, 15 minute documentary on him. And he is trying to, what hit me too, he's trying to teach the next generation. And he's also striving to grow his own cocoa, because obviously a lot of it comes from slave labor. And I wondered about this guy, but I took great delight in seeing this. But the idea of getting to the next generation was hit me strongly. But anyway, in talking with people, again, the guy I got the tomato from, when you see the picture of the tomato, I took a picture and I put a ruler under it so you can see that's a big tomato. I mean, that's a big tomato. And, when one tomato is going to last you several days, that's a big tomato. Ugly as can be, but does it taste good? Fantastic. But, and of course, a quarter of what you see is gone. It's my stomach. But the gentleman I talk with, because we've talked about, tomatoes. And we've talked about the Lord. And, and obviously the 7,000 thing was mentioned today. And I find a bond with him, a joyful bond. We've had delightful interactions. There's been a whole bunch of interactions. And at the same time, discouragement today has been overwhelming. But as I read to Chris, let me also read. I don't have it up, but I can find it quickly. When things are difficult. I find this passage a great joy. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I find that passage very encouraging. Because the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, there's no reason that we should be at peace but the grace of God. And the other thing that I try to emphasize, with thanksgiving, the thankfulness to God has become a really big deal. And it's not the kind of stuff, but a true thankfulness. It's become a really big deal. Anyway, the impact of Big Frog hit me today really strongly, physically, both being tired and the soreness in my legs. Saturday and today, I talk with people from Ukraine. I reached out to the church. The issue that I'm finding is I'm finding people that could benefit from this. I'm not finding yet the person to drive this. And I need the person quickly. Because I looked at my wallet and my... it's a problem. Well, allow me to repeat. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. There's stress in life. There's pains. But my Creator's in charge. He's the one that held back the rain. He's the one that provided me with an absolutely magnificent tomato today for free. He's shown his grace. And I can still point to this lady and say, that's the lady I love. That's the lady I'm one with. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.